Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. It's our NFL game preview. The Atlanta Falcons will be taking on the Seattle Seahawks this Sunday. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Special thanks to our producer, Mr. Logan Landis. Well, when we talk about the Falcons, we're going to always have to remember that we're bringing up royalty. Gentleman played 12 years in the league. I want everybody to listen to that out there, including to some of the other people that listen that don't like the Falcons Nation that I be listening to on other outlets. And you know who I'm talking about. You played quarterback at the University of Georgia in 1980. Remember, Mr. Butler played 12 years. Florida State royalty. He's the reason that the Seminoles program is where they at. He was a great ambassador and great player with this great organization for 12 years. Well, furthermore, to break down the Atlanta Falcons week in and week out, my man from South Florida, he always reminds me that I got to give him kudos because right now, 1A and 1B, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are the best players in the game. And Lamar Jackson is from where he's. What, how far Lamar Jackson from you, Bobby?
About 10-minute drive.
Okay.
Right now, I-95.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, bro.
Okay, let's talk about getting into the game last week. The Falcons were down 25 points, but came back, had a chance of winning in the fourth quarter. Tell us what you liked about the Falcons from last week and what you like about them going into the game up there in Seattle.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I like more than anything. See, sometimes when you're down, right, you know, they played in a hostile environment. You know, everything was going for the Rams. And they came back the second half and they played good ball, had a chance to win it. And so – I give a check mark for that, Vincent, because they didn't give up. They didn't quit. You know, and it all boils down to this. Do you believe in your coaching staff and do you believe in the brothers that's playing right next to you? You know, are we going to continue swaying or are we going to tuck our tail and take this beating we're going to take? Because nobody gave them a chance last week in the game. But then again, the way the games were going last Sunday, everybody like, maybe, you know. And so it ended up being a good game for us. Overall, there's some things we need to repair. There's some things we need to fix. But, hey, it's early. It's early. And so we got a lot of football to play. Now, this coming Sunday, I really like our chances, right? They're almost, to be honest with you, even though they had a big win the first week, they're almost in the same boat that we're in, right? They're almost in the same boat, right? When I look at the stat line with the two quarterbacks, they're playing about the same kind of ball. You know, they're playing about the same kind of ball. But I really believe this is our week. Now, we're one of two teams in the NFC that haven't won a game yet. But guess what? It's just week three. That don't mean nothing, right? It don't mean anything. I think what we got to do this week, Vincent, is really clear. from my perspective. When we talk about the offense, you know, we got to be able to run the ball. And you know, that's what we do best of anything right now is run the football with Cordell Patterson, right? We got to run the football. This is the formula now. It's not a complicated formula for our offense. We got to run the football, and we got to throw play action passes. I mean, that's an old formula, because if you can establish the run, your play action passes should be pretty decent getting down the field, right? That's a basic formula, but it all happens when you, you know, when you can run the football. So we've got to take what we got, what we're doing the best right now, and we got to take advantage of that. We got to run the ball. Second of all, from I want to see Marcus Mariota just play ball, right? Don't worry about what nobody's saying. Just play ball, right? Just play ball. Now, he's got three weapons on offense that any quarterback will be slobbering to play with, right? Now, when you got Kyle out there, you know, that guy hasn't been very productive. So when I look at his numbers, his overall numbers, Vincent, you know, Kyle Pitts has only had 10 targets in two games. I want you to think about that now. Forget the production. We're talking about one of the best tight ends, possibly in the next few years, could be the best tight end in the game. And in two games, he's only got 10 targets? That's got to be fixed. We got to rectify that. He's only got four catches. All right? But he's averaging, you know, about, you know, 19 yards or something like that, average yards per game. But then we got Drake London, who's turned out, he's going to be a superstar, Vincent. I like this kid, 19 targets, 13 catches out of 19 targets. You know, 80 yards a game receiving. He's got one touchdown. We got to continue to use him. We got to pick up Kyle Pitts' numbers. But here's the formula, man, that I want to see on offense. I want to see Cordero line up outside on certain occasions to get in the defense head. You know, because this is what people don't understand. If you bring Cordero down in the passing game in the wideout position, he's a big guy. People don't know how big he is, Vincent. So let's think about this for a moment. You got Kyle Pitts. What is Kyle Pitts? About 6'4", 6'5"?
Yes, sir.
About 235? Can run like a deer? How big is Drake London? About 6'4", 6'5"?
Yes, sir.
About 220, 230?
Yes, sir.
How big is Cordero? About 6'2", 6'3"?
Yes, sir.
About 230 pounds?
Yes, sir.
Now, you line up that 5'8", 180-pound slot cornerback on one of them, and you got trouble. Let's play the chess game on our offense, man. We got the pieces. We got the rooks. We got the knights. Let's use those pieces, man, and play ball and play the chess game. That's all I want to see, man. I want to see those guys. You know, we got the pieces. We got to be able to play the chess game more often. Now, let's talk about our defense real quick. All right. And let's understand this versus this team. What we got to do on defense, Vincent, is simple. We need to get the Jerry Glanville philosophy for this weekend. What is that? We need to blitz Geno every down. Let's go get him. Let's not sit back and wait, because all he's doing is throwing five-yard passes. Look at the stat line. You know, all he's doing is throwing five-yard passes, Vincent. You know, DK Metcalf hadn't scored this season. You know, and then you also got Lockett. He hadn't scored an offensive touchdown this season. We need to go after Geno, line him up nine in the box. Let's blitz him every which way. Now, we may get hurt one or two times in the game, but we can't let him sit back. We got to go get him. We need to have the spirit of Jerry Glanville on the sideline this weekend, right? And so with that being said, you know, I think that's our game plan. Offense, establish the run, play the chess game with the three pieces, right? Play action passes. It don't get any vanilla than that. Mariota need to run the ball when he can. Play his kind of ball. Forget what they say. Play ball. Marcus, play ball. Play ball like Mike Vick played ball. He wouldn't listen to what nobody had to say. Play ball. You know? You do that on offense, and let's go get Geno, and I think we got the formula for success. Now, I like us in this game, Vincent. I like us in this game. We're on the road. We need a win. I think our coaching staff understand it. We just got to go out and take it. It's ours, right? The odd makers say this. The Falcons got a better team between the two if we're playing on a neutral field. But they give Seattle the edge simply because we're playing in Seattle. It's a crazy place to play. I've been in that stadium. But guess what? We all grown men. This is called pro football for a reason. That means we're professionals. And all I know is this. The Seahawks are not undefeated in that stadium. So all we need to do is go and play ball and take care of things we need to play ball. I like the Falcons in this game. 28-14. I give us a 14-point margin in this game. Those are big words. But if they go out and play and do the thing they're supposed to do, they're going to handle their business.
What I saw about the Atlanta Falcons last week is that it was very impressive. They didn't give up. Make a long story short, I was at a local establishment in Douglasville, Georgia, eating at a Pizza Hut, had me a big, long, great, large pizza. And I was watching the Cowboys and Bengals game on one TV, and then I saw the Falcons game on another TV and said, oh, they're making a move after the black punt. Uh-huh. Then with the fumble, I said, you know what? They got a chance to win this football game.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But it didn't happen for them. But what I saw the effort. Mm-hmm. I saw a team that didn't quit on his coach.
There you go.
I saw a young team where a lot of young pieces started to come together.
Mm-hmm.
I think we don't have to worry about Kyle Pitts. He's going to get involved in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Drake London proved to me, after so many local media members saying the Falcons at the 8th pick in the 2022 draft need an offensive lineman, but they brought their man out of California, YA, Hollywood, John Wayne, Denzel, by way of USC, Swan, Johnson, Morton, Bam, California, YA. I think he's proven us wrong, Mr. Drake London. Then Cordell Patterson, I totally agree with you, BB.
Mm-hmm.
This lineup up is natural position where he can be dangerous.
Mm.
Like Bernie Mac in the Players Club. Trouble, trouble, trouble.
There you go.
Tyler Algier, it's your time, man.
Mm.
It's your time to play now.
Mm-hmm.
Then what I like the effort on the defensive side of the ball. They got gashed a couple of times out there by the Rams. But I like the effort out of the young boy out of Westlake, A.J. Terrell. I like the effort out of Richie Grant. He's starting to come around as a second-year player.
That's right.
Troy Anderson. Oh, can we, the local media, I'm going to go back to you again, 1980. I know y'all want him on the Falcons taking the Kobe Dean, but you see what Troy Anderson brings to the table.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very good special teams player. Mm-hmm. Go back and look at the film of the block punt. But, oh, you didn't say nothing about that this past week.
Mm-hmm.
And then Michael Walker.
Yep.
And then the veteran, Casey Haywood, is balling. I expect this football team to go in Seattle and win that game.
Absolutely.
Easily.
Absolutely.
I don't see any threat with Geno Smith at the quarterback position, DK Metcalf, or Tyler Lockett. I think the Falcons are a better football team, hands down. And what it showed me really on Sunday And this is what really blows my mind when I listen to the local media. Some people saying they're not going to win three games. Some people saying, you're crazy if the Falcons win over four games. Falcons are a bad football team, especially after the preseason game against the Jets. Oh, you should have heard it. But one thing I keep trying to tell y'all, Arthur Smith, he doesn't speak of it a lot. That's what I love about it. But you got to think who his father is. 1976 in my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, his father had a vision of mail going through the air. And that vision is accompanied by the name of FedEx. And then a gentleman comes out of the area, and I got a new name for Coach Arthur Smith. What I like about Coach Smith, he's a different type of guy. He don't take nothing off the media. He gonna let y'all know, like Robert Saleh said up in the Jets, I'm keeping all the receipts, baby. I'm remembering, I'm watching you. Well, one thing about Arthur Smith I love about him, he grew up in my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. And all I'm going to say, I'm a soul man, stack rappers. I'm a soul man. So that being said, I'm picking the Falcons along with you, BB, being the Seahawks on Sunday. My score, 24-17. I'm going to give the Seahawks a little respect there. Your final words on Sunday's game, Atlanta and Seattle.
Hey, man, I'm excited, Vincent. You know, here's the thing. I really believe when I watched the way they played last week, man, you saw how they came back.
It was impressive.
You saw how they didn't quit.
Impressive.
You know what that tells me? They playing for Arthur Smith.
Yes, sir.
They don't want to let him down.
Soul man.
Soul man. And so I'm excited, man, to see. Like I say, man, this game right here is important to me. I think this could be a pivotal moment in this season, even though it's still early. You know, I think they're going to pick up this win. I think they're going to be focused. I think they're going to play as a unit better. And I think this week you'll see them play four quarters. You know, we haven't really played four quarters in the first two games. But I think you're going to get a complete game out of them this week, and I'm excited to see it happen now.
I tell you this about the Atlanta Falcons. They're not going to be an easy, as we say, pushover. Winnable game in Seattle. The Cleveland Browns, I believe, coming in next week. That's a winnable game. Once this team gets a little bit under their belts, and the key to me is Marcus Mariota playing at a high level. But however, if he don't play at a high level, there is that young man out of Cincinnati by the name of Desmond Ridder that is ready. I'm liking the Falcons over the Seahawks. My final words, I got my back. I got my man's back. The white soul man, Mr. Arthur Smith, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, walking down the dusty road. He's going to be walking down Marietta Street and Marietta to all you people that's really putting him under the bus.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please come in and share. We surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. Special thanks to the gentleman who has a lot in the blood, a lot in the water with the Atlanta Falcons. He played 12 years, his whole career. Think about that. He played 12 years with the Atlanta Falcons, the only team he played for. And I'm going to tell you, before we end this video today, y'all really want to know why I'm blessed to have this gentleman on this platform with us in 100 Yards Football. Think about this. There's something about loyalty. He stayed with the Falcons and could have went somewhere else. Could have requested a trade. And let's be honest, the Falcons didn't have a lot of great seasons with him. But he stayed and honored. That's why the young man is blessed. That's why we blessed here 100 Yards of Football to have him. See, that's what we call true Falcon blood, Mr. Bobby Butler. And that's why Florida State, they 3-0 on the year. Thank you to our producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Y'all be blessed here on 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.